Jerry Bader Show 955. The interesting piece in today's Wall Street Journal, something I've been talking about for weeks now. The far leftist radical socialist belief system of Bernie Sanders is mainstream Democrat. Lewis on the road. Lewis, go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I just had a thought. I've got my parents have a friend who have, they're both hardworking people. They both worked their whole lives. They have a son who's basically said to them, you know, I just don't want to work. He said, you know, they said you need to find, you know, what kind of job you want to do. And he says, I've decided I just don't want to work. And the system reinforces that. You've got 93 million people who are not working. Many of them just don't want to work. Now, I know that there's some people, it's legitimate. I'm not arguing that. But what I'm getting at is, and until you actually change that statistic, and until it actually, there's actually something, you know, welfare basically breeds welfare. You've got all these people who, it's reinforced for them not to work. And until that changes, the socialist mindset is going to be very popular.
Lewis, thanks a lot for the call. I just want to let people weigh in here quick because I want to switch gears after the news. Russ in Weston.
Jerry,
Russ, go ahead.
Thanks for taking the call, Jerry.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get a long time. Here's my whole philosophy on this. I've been around since the 30s, 40s. And for the last 25 to 35 years, there's been nothing taught in our public schools except the left-wing socialist liberal viewpoint, and it's more or less indoctrination they're getting in schools. It goes all through it. I got kids that went through during this period, and we know that they don't allow conservative talk in high schools and particularly colleges. And really, that's where the political correctness thing sprung out of down in Madison years ago, was to shut the conservatives up.
Well, in fact, and that's this is a topic for a different day, and we've taken this up. Russ, thanks a lot for the call. This is the same generation that seriously supports modifying or eliminating the First Amendment right to free speech. Well, no. If you hurt my feelings, I should be able to be protected from that. Not all speech is free speech. This is what they believe. The Dow off 300 points now. That's what they believe. Now, there was a fascinating episode over the weekend. There were two of them involving the feminist element of Hillary's campaign. These aging feminists believe that all women who consider themselves liberals should support Hillary Clinton. Why? Because she's a woman. And you are betraying your gender if you don't vote for her. And what's really puzzling the hell out of them is the millennials, that we've been talking about for the last hour, those kids, the female millennials, are supporting Bernie Sanders. And these 80-something women, as in 80-something years old, are insulting these young women to try to get them to vote for Hillary Clinton. How do you think that's going to work out? I want to play a fascinating soundbite for you after the news. I do want to talk Super Bowl. Something very interesting a newspaper is doing to deal with negative comments, and whatever I can get to. 9:59.
The Jerry Bader Show.